Roosevelt woke up in a New York burger bar. Eleanor Roosevelt woke up in a New York burger bar, where her friend Gore Vidal had once learned of her death and, unusual for him, had wept. It was now 2023 and she still missed her Hillary a bit, but those pretty girls were killers and she had returned to the arms of Earl Miller, her old bodyguard, to long-lost, long-found Amelia, to Harry Hopkins, to long-loyal Lorena, or even sometimes Franklin. The waiter looked a little puzzled by this lady, but recovered at the money on the red and white checked tablecloth. There was always ample cash to gather in theme park Nirvana to ease the souls of those still financially anxious. She was not nervy, but was used to some money in her wallet. She was also never a hamburger person, but ordered a soup and a sweet, creamy tomato and then a New York cheesecake, which had a sort of cherry jam on top, all on big white china with a hermitage. She had chosen this place because of Gore, who had chosen to be, admirably, Assange's guardian angel. My dear, what we don't do for our readers. But the ambience was still 19th century, reminded her of her mad Uncle Teddy. In Arsenic and Old Lace, the brother lunatic who thinks he's him at Cuba's Kettle Hill and runs up the basement stairs, roaring charge, had got him pretty right, she remembered. And this was the start of all the wild nonsense about empire and American rules-based order, already ridiculed so dryly by Mark Twain. New York, she saw floods rise outside, would never be older than that teddy bear century, nor might this country where once Uncle Theodore sailed in his great white fleet with his Nobel Peace Prize, his compulsion for war glory. She thought, halfway up that crazy hill, his horse got all snared in the barbed wire, but he staggered on foot to newspaper victory. The cheesecake was traditional but tasty, on its simple, solid crockery, and she didn't know who'd enter that dated door from the skyscraper street, whether Theodore or Gore, or even Teddy's poor pony, maybe, with Harrison Ford in saddle. Her shrewd Shiraz sipped vintage as the doorway rained down empty.